Hello. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah chapter 25 today, verses 27 through 29. Jeremiah 25, verses 27 through 29. The scripture goes on and says, "Then you shall say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, drink, be drunk, and vomit. Fall and rise no more, because of the sword that I am sending among you. And if they refuse to accept the cup from your hand to drink, then you shall say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, you must drink. For behold, I begin to work disaster at the city that is called by my name. And shall you go unpunished? You shall not go unpunished. For I am summoning a sword against all the inhabitants of the earth, declares the Lord of hosts." So again, like I talked about yesterday, this had a fulfillment in that day, but it was also in its pointing to a future fulfillment. But what I want to point out today, and I want to show you today from this section that we're reading, and where I want to get today's challenge is simply this. Look at how verse 29 says, "Behold, I begin to work disaster at the city that is called by my name." And then he says to the world, "And so if I'm dealing with my people first, will you go unpunished, O rest of the earth, rest of the nations?" You see, folks, one day God is going to judge the whole world. We touched on that yesterday. Hopefully you understand that the whole world will be judged and held accountable to God. And that day is coming. But we also see that he starts with his people. Listen to 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17, "For it is time for judgment to begin at the household of God. And if it begins with us, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if the righteous is scarcely saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner?" Folks, it's very easy for us in who really are faithful to the scriptures and want to take it literally and look at prophecy and are watching for the return of Jesus Christ and the rapture of the church, the tribulation period, the coming millennial kingdom, and all the things that are going to be happening in the days to come. It's very easy for us to look at the fact that God's going to judge the world. God's going to judge the world. God's going to judge the world. But have you forgotten that the scriptures are very clear? We see it in the Old Testament here. We also see it in the New Testament, that when he does bring judgment on the earth, he starts with his own first. He actually deals with his people and purifies his people first. If it's hard for the righteous to be saved, scarcely saved as we read, what will happen for the rest of the world? So we can get so focused on the judgment that's coming on the world, we miss out on the fact that if you are his child, he's in the process of purifying you right now. Oh, we have been given righteousness because of Jesus if we're born again and received his spirit. We've been sealed by his spirit for the day of redemption. Yet, if all he was going to do is just save us and take us home, we would have just been, for me, I would have gone to see the Lord in 1973 when I trusted Jesus as my Savior. He gave me his spirit and he'll take me home, but he didn't. He's left me here. Why? Because he's in the process of not only using me for his purposes. He doesn't need me. He can use rocks and donkeys if he wanted to. He doesn't need me, but he's been using me not only for his purposes, but also he's been purifying me and shaping me in the process. And by the way, that's not easy. It's painful. It's not pleasant. Hebrews chapter 12 says that all discipline is not pleasant at the time. All of it. But it produces the righteousness God wants. So today's challenge is, don't get so focused on the judgment that's coming on the whole world that you forget that God's dealing with you today. Believers, those of you who are in Christ, listen to me today. Don't think it strange that you're going through hard times. God is treating you as sons. Don't take lightly the word of encouragement that God gives us in his word. Don't regard lightly the discipline of the Lord. Take it as a good thing. Oh, it's not pleasant, but it's going to produce his righteousness. Allow it to accomplish its purpose. Let God discipline you and mold you and shape you. Let him take your fleshly attitudes and your fleshly desires and remove them from you and conform you into the image of Jesus Christ. Oh yeah, judgment's coming on the whole world. Well, they will be destroyed. But before that happens, he actually works kind of painfully in the lives of his own children first. The only reason the Israelites still exist is because he had made promises to them and they were his people. And because of his promise to the patriarchs, he kept a remnant of the Jews all throughout history. He's not promised that for the whole world. He's promised that for us who are in him. But understand, he's working on us right now. The judgment's coming. He's working on us right now. Let him do it. Receive his purposes. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.